you know, I just feel like so many people are so lonely. Mm-hmm. And I was speaking, a mother came to me and she said that she was, her daughter, her 13-year-old daughter, was so excited because she had written a letter for the first time and she was waiting in anticipation for a letter to be returned. And the mother said she was off her phone for a considerable time. And that's what I was hoping, that it would get them a sense of self, that they'd learn maybe about older people and realise there's more that connects us than divides us. Yeah. And, you know, that, I mean, just I just think it's a lovely thing to write a letter. It's a conversation. It's very slow. It's completely opposite to the world at large at the moment. And then you kind of ask questions. Then the return letter comes and you become excited. Two examples are an 80-year-old, a teacher was telling me, an 80-year-old, his mother, she received cards for her birthday. And within those cards, there were two letters that she kept returning to recently. And then another girl was telling me that her father died, and within the memorial cards there was letters and stories about the father that she wasn't aware of, like before he was became her father, and that offered such solace and comfort. And in essence, that just by somebody taking the time and writing a letter, it's a lovely form of communication.
Of course, and that wouldn't be possible without volunteers either, would it?
Well, I think in all fairness, I suppose I'm doing this myself and I don't mind, but I'd love to kind of reach out to other counties because I feel that this is really needed in a lot of places. It doesn't take much. I'd help anybody get started. Like, I mean, just the path that I've furrowed, I mean, because I've done this now, so I know kind of what works. And it doesn't take a lot, but there's a huge achievement available through it.